Kringle Talks Christmas is a proud member of the Christmas Podcast Network. You can find all of our episodes on ChristmasPodcastNetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Christmas Talks. That's KRISTMAS Talks. This is our new Christmas episode. Sit back, grab a hot drink, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome to Kringle Talks Christmas.
Happy Leon Day, everyone. Exactly the halfway point to Christmas, and I feel a good time for me to start this year's podcasting by giving you a little bit of information of what I've been doing this year. Let's go. So, I'll be honest, after the Christmas celebrations, my new year was quite a relatively quiet one. I spent it with family and friends and had a few toasts to share, but I was working on the actual day of New Year, so the celebrations were short and sweet. January as a whole was a quiet one, as it usually is for families recovering from the holidays, trying to balance their pockets out from the excessive spending we always seem to say we won't do, but end up doing anyway. It was my wife and daughter's birthday in January, so we had a good time celebrating that with gatherings and get-togethers. February was a cold month. This year it seemed to be a lot colder than previous years. Maybe that or I'm getting old. Probably the latter. We visited Disneyland Paris for the first time as a family and had a truly wonderful and magical time. The characters, the atmosphere, the music, the rides, the food, the walking. So much walking. But such a wonderful time. So much so that I intend to do a Disneyland related podcast at some point during this season. March came and went in a flash. Other than working and doing some renovation on my property, it was a quiet one. On to April. My wife and I took a trip over to Switzerland for a few days, one of the most picturesque, beautiful places I've ever visited. For my friends over in the States and in Canada, it looks like the European version of the Canadian Rockies. Mountainous views that go on for miles and miles, lakes and rivers that flow alongside the mountains covered in snow. We visited this skiing village called Zermatt, which is close to the border of Italy. We went up on the cable car to a ski resort. This cable car kept going, going, and going until we reached the glaciers at the top, reaching the highest point anywhere in Europe reachable by a cable car. It was truly a spectacle to behold. One place for sure I'll be back to visit during the holidays. May in my family and extended household is the birthday month. My father, brother, niece, and mother-in-law all have their birthdays within 9 days of each other. So let's just say by the end of the month, my pockets are extremely empty and begging for mercy. But it was a lovely time to celebrate with friends and loved ones. And now we're in June, the month I'm recording, the month of my daughter and I. We have our birthdays 5 days apart. My daughter was 3 this year, and ever more she has grown up faster and faster. It's actually quite scary. And my birthday, well, I just don't want to talk about it. I'm just kidding. Although the more grown up our kids get, it means the older we get. But I suppose that's just how it is. I visited the Isle of Wight with my wife as a birthday treat, and again we were greeted to some absolutely spectacular views of the beaches, the mountains, and the generosity of the natives who live on the island. And, well, to be honest with you, that's my roundup for the year so far. Over the next few months, it'll be all about enjoying the summer, going on holiday, yes, another one, and then getting my head down and ready for the Christmas 2023. I plan on having an excitement one for you guys, with new stories to tell, and more special guests on to discuss our favourite things about Christmas and what we like to do during the holidays. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Christmas Talks, KRISTMAS Talks, and on all your podcast search engines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm also on the Christmas Podcast Network, the best in Christmas podcasts from around the world. And me. But until next time, guys, be good, take care, bye-bye.